The men of the squad were continually cutting their gums on shrapnel. June 23rd. A sniper fired at Christensen from 600 meters. Chris ducked behind a hedgerow and shouted to Robbins to spray the area from which the bullet came. Robbins fired 50 rounds at the distant trees. I could hear a nervous grumbling from the men down the line, Christensen remembered. Tension always grew when, out of complete silence, a machine gun fires that many rounds. In the far distance, the sound of mortars belched. Whump, 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 whump. This nerve-wracking sound confirmed that four mortar bombs were heading in our direction. The suspense of waiting is eerie, indescribable, miserable. Then, boom! The first one exploded not more than 7 feet in front of Robbins and Howell's gun. Howell jumped out of his position and ran to Christensen's foxhole as the second mortar round exploded almost on top of the first, so close that you could taste the pungent gunpowder. Howell leaped into Christensen's foxhole. "I was all bent over and unable to move," Chris said, "because of my doubled-up, cramped position. It was difficult to breathe, yet I was laughing hysterically, for Howell's eyes were as big as teacups. He was muttering things like, 'Christ's sake, oh my God,' at each shell burst. The pressure this big man was putting on me suddenly threw me into a state of panic, for I was suffocating. Fortunately, the shelling stopped." After 2 weeks on the main line of resistance, MLR, the men of Easy stank. They had not had a bath or shower or an opportunity to shave. Many had dysentery. All were continually drenched with sweat. Their hair was matted from dirt and dust, made worse by the profuse sweating caused by wearing their helmets constantly and by the impregnated clothes they had been wearing since June 6th. They looked like Bill Maudlin's Willie and Joe characters. On June 29th, the 83rd Infantry Division came up to relieve the 101st. They were so clean-looking, Christensen remembered, with a full complement of men in each unit. Even the paint on their helmets looked as if they had just been unpacked. The impact of seeing such a disheveled, motley group as we were was a shock to them. For Easy, to get off the front line, even if it was only for a few days, was a deliverance. The thought of an uninterrupted full night's sleep, not being harassed by gunfire or being sent out on patrol, to get something hot to eat, to sleep dry, and most of all to get a shower, was good beyond description.